You overdid it. I didn't know. Too much stuff. I know. And I gave her one stupid little thing. And then you gave her all this other stuff. I look like a chump. Well, I look like a cheap ass.
I wasn't trying to make you look like you. I was just...
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hero.
Hero, thanks for calling me a hero. That's very nice of you. Hero.
Hero.
That's similar to a cat sound.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. I'm kind of a beverage goblin today.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've been drinking a lot of water.
What's going on? You just feeling thirsty?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I just can't stop drinking water. I just water. I'm trying to get ready for pool season. Trying to drop a little bit of LBs.
Really?
Not eating the sugar. Yeah, so I figured I'd incorporate, since I'm not drinking the Diet Cokes and stuff like that, you know, that I would just drink more water.
Have you noticed the difference?
Yeah, actually, I have. What do you got going on there?
Sparkling water.
Oh.
Just a little seltzer.
Little seltzer from Kirkland.
Calorie-free, sodium-free, sweetener-free, just bubble water.
Bubble water. What else do you use with bubble water?
I mean,
for a drink.
I drink water, I drink bubble water, I drink coffee, and I drink wine. That's pretty much it.
That's it, huh?
Every once in a while, I'll have like a Coke Zero, but not often.
Okay. Not often at all.
Not really.
I don't really care for the Coke Zeros, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, mainly because of the fact that I have the Diet Coke. You know, it's like a acquired taste type deal. And so I just like the flavor of the weird flavor that is called probably chemical.
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. And same thing with the Diet Mountain Dews. For some reason, that has an acquired taste. My stepfather, he was addicted to it, Diet Mountain Dews. So
really?
In high school, the gig was... Because he always put like the 12-pack with the case inside, you know, the whole case inside the fridge. And the person who drank the last one had to go get another case. And it was about a mile walk, pretty close to a mile walk. And then you get to this point where you got to walk down this super steep hill with a billion stairs. And then that's how you get back up, of course. But you're carrying a case of Diet Mountain Dew.
Did you not have a car? Is,
no, not in Germany. We didn't. I mean, we had to. I mean, that was the punishment because he had to have one every morning when he woke up.
Got it.
And yeah. So basically, now that I'm telling the story, now I'm wondering if he actually drank the last one and just said, "Who drank the last one?"
Probably. I mean,
I've never even thought of that until
this minute.
This
is a way I can get it without ever having to leave the house. Sounds like a smart plan to me.
Very smart plan.
Apparently the hot new beverage right now is Diet Cherry Coke.
Diet, okay.
I haven't tried it yet, but that's what I hear. That's what I hear is that that's the rage.
Maybe I'll get
I
on
haven't
that
tried.
Next.
I have a Cherry Coke Zero. I haven't tried it yet, but apparently that's not the same as the Diet Cherry Coke. Diet Cherry Coke is the sought after soda, apparently.
Okay, I didn't realize that. A lot
the
of things
hot
are
new
changing.
Soda. Come on, man, get with
have
it.
Have you messed with those new Doritos that they – have you seen the new packaging? There's like no dyes in them. They're gluten-free. The package is completely different. There's no weird chemicals in there and
is
stuff
that the
like
Simply
that.
Simply ones?
Yeah, something like that.
I've gotten the Simply Cheetos before, which I was like, why am I getting these? I mean, the whole point of a Cheeto is the fact that it's 100% manufactured, not real food.
I don't know if it's the Cheetos, because they just came out with the hot Cheetos. I'm looking it up only because I tried it over at Manuel and Katie's. Mm-hmm. It's called Dorito Naked. Yes, yeah, Simply Naked. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like Simply something. I didn't know if it was NKD.
Yeah, NKD. Well, I tried one of them, and because Doritos always have that strong flavor. Mm-hmm. These ones are more dangerous because they don't have the strong flavor where it leaves stuff on your fingers.
Yeah.
It has a milder flavor, and you can't stop eating them. Similar to Doritos,
yeah,
but it
say.
Just it, they're just not as strong, so it's a little bit more scary. So yeah, they're just coming out with healthier stuff, I think, is the gig.
Healthier. You're like, healthier fat junk food. Mm. Okay. I think the whole point of this is the fact that I'm cheating. I mean, not eating this stuff. We had, so my other gig is WGN Radio. And It was bananas on Monday.
Why?
So it was the last Monday of the month, which meant it was birthday bagels. They have this like bagel bar breakfast, birthday breakfast. And so they bring in bagels and like fruit. I mean, you know, for you to pretend like you're eating healthy. And then like muffins and all sorts of stuff. So this happens, like they put out an email and they're like, just to let you know, Monday's going to be birthday breakfast, and you're like, yes.
Wait, explain that to me. Is it just for the whole month for yes. anyone that has a birthday?
Right. So This was for March, right? So like for March, this was Monday was the birthday breakfast. And it's, you know, celebrating. Now, if you asked me who had a March birthday, like if I had to tell you, I don't know. But I was happy to take part in the birthday breakfast.
They're like, there's that girl again.
They're like, why? You got to name one person that had a birthday this month in order to get a bagel. I'd be like,
ooh, she's out sick.
I'll be right back. Let me go check out that list on the fridge. There's a fridge list.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, that's where
sure
it's at.
Like, Steve, that girl's doing it again.
Here she comes. So Monday was birthday breakfast. And Then guess what? Bona, I think it is, showed up. They were the breakfast club for the morning show. They show up with Italian beefs and all this stuff. No, I'm totally serious. Huge spread of Italian beefs and all sorts of Italian food. I'm like, oh my God. And then they had these arancinis, which are the rice balls, the fried rice balls. And then it had stuffed inside of it, Italian beef. Oh my God.
How big are those, by the way? I mean,
they're like
a golf ball.
Yeah. They're like golf ball size.
So they actually make a roll, stuff them, and then fry them?
They take rice, cooked rice.
Uh-huh.
And then put the stuff inside, then roll it into a ball, put it in some egg and breading, and then fry them.
Oh my God, I'm doing this.
Oh my God, it's so good. And then you like dip it in marinara.
I'm doing
so
this.
So today we were talking about, we're like, yesterday, the beef balls. Who had a beef ball? I was like, one? I had like three beef balls. Are you nuts? Plus, it was Breakfast Club. You would think that was enough. But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Oh,
then,
wow.
This pizza joint, Rosati's, brings pizzas for lunch.
I love Rosati's. Okay.
Yeah. So we're oh my God. Like, seriously, we were all talking about today, like, who felt sick when they got home from work yesterday.
That's a lot of good food. God bless that place for doing that for their employees. Is it just for that news department then? It doesn't seem like there's a lot of people in there.
No, there's a lot of people. I mean, we had leftover pizza today. I didn't have any.
Okay.
And then we had leftover birthday breakfast. I did. Now, I did not have a bagel on Monday. I was able to be like, you know what? I don't need the carbs. Like, I'm good. Thanks. I'll have some fruit and maybe some muffins, but like, I'm not going to have a bagel as well. Where some people were like having bagels. Well, then we had all these leftover bagels and they were out today. And I'm like, listen, I'm not made of stone. I'm carb crashing. Like, yes, I am having because we have a toaster. I'm like, I'm having a toasted bagel. Like, it's happening. Oh my God. I was so tired. I was like, I did not need that much bread right now. I got up at 2:30 this morning.
Do they have food all the time there, like fruit, like you just said, or is that something you have to bring in? And
I mean, I bring in my own breakfast, lunch. Yeah.
Okay.
Most days, I mean, we might have food like once a week. The fact that we had three things in one day, like everybody was talking about it. Like it was the talk of the station where everyone's like, this is ridiculous. We've got three different, like, spread this stuff out. Like everybody needs to talk and figure out, like, we should have had pizza delivered one day, Italian beef delivered the other day, yeah, birthday breakfast on another. Like, and the lady, the sweet, sweet office manager who does the birthday breakfast, she shops for it all. She's like, I wish somebody would have told me that Italian beefs were coming in today. I went all over the place shopping for this stuff. I was like, Marlene, I will be there for birthday breakfast. She comes into the newsroom. She's like, Molly, birthday breakfast is out. I was like, thank you very much, Marlene. So I've gone from being the girl that won't eat anything, will just walk by because I'm too scared. Now I've got Marlene stopping by the newsroom like, hold on a second, Molly, birthday breakfast is out.
Yeah, birthday breakfast. People should do that at their works now that we're talking about this. You guys should suggest that. It's a great idea. What if no one has a birthday in April?
We have two people who have a birthday in April.
I guess you would have to have, you'd have to clarify that, you know, there's at least one birthday.
Well, we've got a big enough staff where there's, I mean, there were maybe eight birthdays in March.
Oh, really?
And then there are like just two birthdays in April coming up. And I don't know what they do. I don't know. I haven't seen a month yet where we don't have it. I just get really bummed out when they do it and it's on a day I'm not working.
Yeah, I would too, actually.
They're like, Friday's going to be breakfast. I'm like, where's Marlene? I got to talk to her. I'll be like, I don't work Fridays, Marlene. I think we should pivot. And maybe make it Monday through Wednesday, because that's when I'm here.
God, what a great idea. Birthday month. That's just the birthday month.
And then a lot of times people in the newsroom bring in snacks. Oh, this was the other thing. So we had Italian beefs, pizza, birthday breakfast. And then the woman who does traffic brought in a big carrot cake.
Why did she do that?
Because she had a party and they didn't eat it all. So she's like, I brought it in because I can't. And so it was a homemade cream cheese frosting carrot cake.
Oh, that sounds good.
I was like, Mary, wrong day to bring this in. Nobody's going to eat this.
That sounds so good. Someone shot us a message about your cakes, by the way. She says, have you ever had the berry Chantilly cake from Whole Foods?
No.
She says it's delicious. It's a Trader Joe hack. You buy the vanilla cake with the Chantilly cream. What is Chantilly cream?
Chantilly. It's a type of frosting. Chantilly cream.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay. And she goes, throw some berries on it. Amazing. We never did say, I don't know if we did or not. The Christmas winner got the two of we got them white elephants. She wanted to know what they are. This is from Valley. What did we get? Jenny, who won the 12 pods at Christmas. We're doing that again this December, by the way.
What did you get?
It was so immemorable. I mean, I literally, you know what it was? It was just a card game, like a drinking game.
Mm-hmm.
A drinking game and that I never opened up. I think I got it as a white elephant. And the idea of the white elephant was to get something out of your house, not buy anything.
I didn't buy anything.
All that stuff you got out of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was?
I wrote it down somewhere. Hold on. Because I figured somebody would ask. So give me a minute and I'll look.
All right. Yeah. Real quick while she's looking, Nate Bargatze is going to be in town April 25th. We have four pairs of tickets. So someone's going to win.
Yeah.
These tickets aren't going to us. They're going to you guys. And basically, if you're listening, you already know. But what we want you to do I know it could turn to a competition thing, but tell everybody about it. We're the only ones in town giving these tickets away. I've tried to look around. I see nothing. The key word you're going to need today is tour. T-O-U-R. Tour. Go ahead, put that at bigpartyshow.com. And then also the merch. There was a problem with sizes, so I resized everything at all the merch. Someone had reached out about sizes, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize. You know, but now I learned. Now we are like our own store. So
what was wrong with the sizes? Learn.
There wasn't enough size options.
Got it.
Yeah. So yeah, I opened it up. It's all, I redid the whole thing. There's merch on every stinking size you want. So go get it. Go get the employee of the month. And you know what? We should just say, get a shirt that says, wish me happy birthday. That's a conversation starter.
It's like, happy birthday. I didn't, you're like, every day's my birthday when I wear this shirt.
Yes.
I need breakfast.
Yeah. Happy birthday. I'm going to work on that shirt right there too. All right. So it's tour. Do you find it? You
yes,
find
I
it
did.
Or no?
Okay. Okay, what so is it? It was a family travel journal, a family hand needlepoint kit, a notepad, pens, hot cocoa lip balm, unused, by the way.
Okay.
Somebody's like, herpes. Wait a minute. Bottom of my purse. Sorts. Congratulations. And then I did like a little thing of the beach glass that I collect in like a little jar. And then I had this Dr. Teal's limited edition self-care kit that had like a blanket and an eye mask and bath salts.
You overdid it. You overdid it. You gave her too much stuff. I know. And I gave her one stupid little thing. And then you gave her all this other stuff. I look like a chump. Well, I look like a cheap ass.
I wasn't trying to make you look like you. I was just I was just playing by the rules I thought the game was played by.
Yeah.
Now I know. Well, next year it will not be. Now everybody's like, "What? Don't tell her that. I wanted it to be that much stuff for me next year."
It was a lot. It was a lot. Also, there's Lancer tickets. Their season wraps up this Friday, and they're playing against Sioux City Musketeers. The little boys. Whenever I think of Musketeers, I think of little boys. So, yeah, Lancers is going to skate over their souls this weekend. So if you want to go, we have some 4 packs of tickets. Again, it's over at the contest page where Nate's at bigpottyshow.com. Mm-hmm. What is the deal with you brought up, we haven't gotten to it yet. What is this grandparents happy hour thing
my God.
Going
so
on?
So it's like,
what is that?
Minnesota, I think, is where they're trying to pass like a state law that lets you have alcohol at like retirement communities. So like assisted
anyway,
living
really?
Homes and stuff like that. No, like you can't have it. I mean, and so, you know, they all get together in the game room or whatever. And it's there's no booze. And they're like, there should be booze. Like these people have lived a full happy life. Like, yeah. Why are we taking their booze away from them?
Well, I can see why some, like when my mother was in that facility, I remember, and you know, she was half paralyzed. It wasn't like she could fight herself off of somebody. And there was a guy walking around the hallways, like naked, some naked old man. I think he had dementia and stuff like that. And, you know, they caught people having, you know, fornicating, having sex.
What does
sex
that have
and,
to
you
know, do with like, being able to have a glass of wine?
Well,
happy
you have
hour.
A glass of wine and you get all frisky. Next thing you know,
it didn't sound like that guy needed any wine to just go ahead and walk. I mean, if anything, maybe a little wine to mind erase the fact that you had to see Gary walk through the halls without any clothes on again. You're like, there's not enough Pinot Grigio to take that image away.
This is the state run ones, right? Because when I was looking for long-term facilities, you know, it was in Vegas, so there were options, and I wanted her to have as much freedom as she could, independence, better yet, and I guess freedom too. And they had told one of them had told me that once a month they have entertainment come in, mm-hmm. And basically what it is they have strippers come in and dancers. I don't think they get completely naked, but they do have dancers come in and then they dance for their dollars with the old people to give them, you know, quality of life. I was like, she's not staying here.
That is terrifying.
Absolutely.
I love the fact that you're like, you can't drink, but we're going to have a stripper come.
No, like, this is a different one. This is a different one. You could probably drink there. I mean,
no, most facilities you can't. I mean, it's like state by state, but like, yeah, I mean, that was the whole, I remember when my mom was in hospice.
Uh-huh.
They were like, it's fine. I mean, because at that point, it's just, I mean, it's the end. And they're not denying you anything. I mean, she didn't feel like drinking. Like, I remember we brought in steak dinner one night. We're like, we're opening a nice bottle of red. And she was like, she had like two sips. She's like,
she didn't want it.
Yeah. Like, she just didn't have a taste for it. Anna and I were like, we do.
Yeah, no doubt.
I've been at this hospice every day for the last 2 months. Crack them open.
Yeah.
But yeah, like at hospitals, you're not drinking. I mean, so they
call this the it's like a grandparents' happy hour, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that, you know, grandma and grandpa can finally have a Manhattan. I just think that's terrible. What a horrible, like, that would be the whole reason I wouldn't want to go to a facility. You're like, you got to live there, but there's no drinking. I'd be like, I would rather take a chance breaking my hip at home.
Yeah, but isn't there a point where you just don't want to drink anymore when you get older? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
My father quit. I don't know any old people that want to have a beer. I mean, I guess not a beer. I'm thinking booze. I don't know. I don't think I see many old elderly people drinking.
Sure. One little gin and tonic wine or something before dinner.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I mean, those people that live forever. I mean, the woman, she's like 100. How do you live so old, grandma? She's like 180. She's like, I like to have a drink a day. I'm like, that is me.
Yeah, because you stop at one. She's like, I'd like to have one single drink a day. You're like, uh-huh. She's like, no, just the one. You're like, just like me. She's like, yeah. Not the same.
I'm going to live forever, Molly. I'm going to live forever.
You probably will. Yeah, you know?
I know.
You're like a pickled relish. Just gonna...
You don't want me going sooner, because then I'll just haunt.
I know.
I'll just haunt, you know.
Poor
I've never been Baptist. I wouldn't haunt her. I would just chill with her, you know.
Well, that is haunting. Chill. I mean, if you're dead and you're hanging out, it's called haunting, even if the intentions are good. Not all haunting is malevolent. I mean, some of it is just like, hey, I miss you. I'm going to hang out with you. That's still being haunted.
Yeah. Well, I'll haunt you. I'll come visit you.
I'm sure you will.
I'd blow in your ear. You'll smell me.
Oh, he's here. I can smell you.
Yeah, we're going to motivate. You want to motivate real quick?
Yes.
I know it's a little late to motivate, but yeah, let's do it. If you're into the podcast, you're into the podcast. All right, you got fried chicken that tastes like bubblegum or steak that tastes like a banana. Banana. What are you picking,
Molly?
Banana
steak.
Banana steak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds gross, but okay. We can do that.
Never stop trying. Never stop believing and never give up. Your day will come. Sometimes it just takes time. Life's greatest achievements often come after the toughest challenges. Keep pushing forward, even when the path feels uncertain. Believe in yourself. Trust the process and have faith that all your efforts are leading you to where you're meant to be. The right moment is on its way. Just stay strong, stay patient, and keep going.
There you go.
Get out of that sea cave. Like, it never ends. Keep going. I thought this was the entrance. It isn't. Gotta keep going.
That sea cave was amazing. That's my video.
Yeah.
That's what we did in Hawaii. We went and checked out some caves and.
Filmed that? How long were you in that? You guys took a while to get out of that sea cave. Were you kind of nervous at some
deep
point?
In.
Were you like?
Yes, I was.
I mean, this does end, right? You're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, this is where they filmed Jurassic Park and it's real.
Yeah.
There are pterodactyls coming for you.
That's like when I was in Kauai. I recommend everyone to go to Kauai. Mm-hmm. Go do the Honolulu thing. Go do all that Waikiki stuff. But, you know, you can jump on a plane and you'll be in Kauai in a minute. And they did a Jurassic Park. And that's where nature lives. It's the most amazing place I've ever been to. Yeah, because it's, I mean, it's, there's a tourist there, but it's not like the other islands. Everybody gets up super early and walks. Everyone watches the sunset every day. Everyone watches these turtles come out, and they sleep on the beach with the seals, and you can get right up on them. You just can't get too close. It's illegal. But then in the next morning, you can wake up and go back down there and watch them wake up, and then they leave. You're going to see a lot of videos coming up in the future in these motivational kicks. Because that's, I finally found a purpose for these videos.
There you go. They got to come from somewhere. You're like, I got it covered.
Yeah. And if you want to see the video, all you got to do is, go to YouTube. We have a channel right there. Big Party Show. That's all you got to do. Yeah. So it's April 1st, Molly.
April Fools.
I tried to look up for some fun stuff that I can get you with, but, I couldn't. I didn't know really.
You're like, what every to day's do. April Fool's when you do a show with day. You. You're like, hey!
I got caught once with an April Fool's joke. Once. I was leaving town, and Wylene and I were driving to the airport. Mm-hmm. And then a buddy of mine texted me and said, hey, I'm in jail. I got busted last night, and I need out. I need you to swing by and help me. And so I've had this awful feeling in my stomach. I'm like, oh God, he had no one else to, you know, he's trying to keep it on the down low. And then, so I'm now at security walking through the security at the airport.
You're like, I feel terrible. Here's my passport. Oh man, I wish I could. So it's only 2 more hours until, okay, great. Well, I just wanted to come early so I could go to the bar. Oh, buddy, I wish I could have helped.
No, then, and so as I, this is all in my head. I'm like, oh God, I didn't say anything to Wylene or nothing, you know? And so what happened was now I'm on my phone, completely just dived in deep, trying to figure out how do I get some bail money to a woman. You can't do it online. You can't do it any other way. You got to go down there. And so I didn't respond. And just before we're going to take off, I got a message saying, hey man, have a safe trip, have fun. And I'm thinking, what? And then he said, April Fools. I was like, you suck.
Yeah. Hysterical. So funny.
And then he did it again, like 2 years later, similar thing, but I hesitated. I kind of fell deep into it. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. This can't be real. So, yeah, that was the only time I've ever been caught on April 1st.
The kids still talk about Peter pulled.
What did Peter do?
Peter pulled an April Fool's joke, and it went so sideways. I remember we were doing the show, and he was texting me. He's like, you got to bail me out of this. Like, I made a bad. And I'm like, what did you do? Like, we're doing the show, and I'm like, what did you do? And this was during COVID.
Okay.
And the kids woke up and he goes, guess what? School's back in. Remember, this is like when school this was April 1st. The whole world shut down March 20th. And the kids are like, what's happening with the world? Like, why aren't we in school anymore? All this stuff. And he's like, guess what? Get dressed. School's back on. And they're all like, really? Oh my God, like seriously, like tearing up, like I am so glad because I was so worried. And he's like, oh no. So he's like texting me, he's like, you got to pretend like it was both of our ideas. I was like, you are on your own. Why would you ever think that telling them that school was back in session during a global pandemic was some, he's like, I don't know. I was early. I just thought it would be funny. And then they like were so excited. And so they all got dressed and came back downstairs. I was like,
they wanted to go.
Monster.
So they wanted to go back. I think everybody did. Yeah.
They were so excited. God. They're like, oh, thank God I get to see my friends.
I forgot about that.
No.
How long did they stay out of school? I don't remember those things.
They never went back that year.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't go back until the fall. So this was March. The kids here are in school until June.
I think Oliver, I think that's the same thing.
I mean, so it was like 3 months worth of school that they were homeschooled, 3 months. And then
they were lucky
they got to go back in the fall because their friends that went to public school in Chicago did not get to go back.
Did not go back. I remember Oliver when he had to stay home and, you know, and so basically it was just like a job for the poor kid because he would get up, get ready, go in his room, jump on a computer and then sit there until lunch. Then he'd go have lunch. Then he'd go back in his room, jump in the computer and do that until school was out. And, you know, he had the laptop and stuff that they gave him at the time. And I remember walking into the room to check on him probably about 3 days later. Mm-hmm. He looked like a tired man working that's just done with his job. I mean, his eyes were bloodshot. He was so miserable. And I was like, oh, this sucks. Again, can't see your friends, anything like that. That's the reason why I kept going in. I'm like, I got to see stuff. Even though there was nothing, I mean, there was no cars on the road, which was so strange. You know, there's only a couple people at work for the most part. Everybody else just hung out at home and worked from there. God, what a weird time that was. Mm-hmm. Can't believe we lived through that. That was the last time, by the way, that gas was way up. I mean, close to $5.
It was 2002.
No. 2022 was when that when the Ukraine and Russia war happened. Mm-hmm. Those prices shot up. I remember paying.
That's what I'm saying. COVID wasn't the last time.
No,
2022 was the last time.
2022, yeah, that was the last time. Mm-hmm. It was that high. So yeah, where do we go from here?
Down. Prices need to come down. We checked out the high end. Okay, we did it. Yay, proved we could. Now let's go the other way. Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I was watching the news and, you know, people are talking about staycations again and just the idea of not driving. I mean, thankfully, I will say this. At least for Chicago. I mean, thankfully the weather is getting nice so you can do things like walk instead of drive or take public transportation instead of drive. But like places like Omaha where it's a drive city, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, you just got to be I just filled up the truck. I got it down to like I think I had 40 miles left. And I was just nursing those miles. Finally, I was like, I got to get some gas. So I got some gas and it was, I want to say it was like 320 or something like that, which isn't very high.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And it still cost me $50. But I think I just got used to paying less than that. Plus I don't drive a lot anyway, but I don't know about people going to work. If it gets, you know, those prices get worse.
It's like $5 here.
Jeez, but it's always expensive over there, isn't
it?
I mean, in comparison to here, though, in comparison to Omaha,
that's up $2.50. Right? That's easily up $2 from like a month ago. I mean, when it gets to $5, you're like, wow, yikes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Uh-huh. That's a whole lot.
I mean, I filled up the other day and I got a car wash, so I got stuff knocked off. And it was $4.48 a gallon.
$4.48.
And that was with a discount.
Do you fill up all the way at that point or do you just kind of do partial?
I filled up. I mean, it was kind of like I filled up. It was way over $50.
Jeez.
And I mean, then you're just like, oh boy. I'm like at half a tank now. I'm like, okay. I think we can just start using those feet that are free. But, you know, I mean, I get up at 2:30 in the morning to go to work. I'm not taking public transportation. I'm driving.
Not that early. No. God, no, not allowed to have body armor on.
No.
I remember that one time I was leaving to go catch a plane and we were leaving the hotel and we had our luggage and we're down there by, I don't even know, what's the main street?
Michigan Avenue?
Yeah, we're staying down there and we're going to just go down below and jump on one of the deals. And then the security guy stopped me. He said, no, the baggage man stopped me. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. And he goes, we're just going to take the subway to the whatever line we have to get to. And he said, no, you're not. I'm like, yes, I am. He goes, no, you're not. He goes, you're like a target. If people see you with your luggage, pulling it behind, all happy, they're going to follow you and something could happen. You could not make it to your net.
Well,
your
destination. I don't know if it's that bad, but I mean, it definitely That's is one said. Of those things where it's like, yeah you be need careful. To be, you need to be a little frosty. You can't just be like, yeah. la-di-da-di-da. But you That's can't be like I that was. Anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna put the sweet Wylene in danger. I don't want to put her in danger like that, no. You know. But yeah, there you go. Happy April Fools, Molly.
Happy April Fools.
We're gonna get out of here. The joke is on you guys. We should have did it some type of funny, you know, like, hey, we're ending the show. Show's ending today.
No, that is not a funny joke. It's right up there with school's back in. What?
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Tell everybody about the podcast. If you don't, I'll stalk you. And also, if you haven't done so yet, hit follow, subscribe, review us. That's some important stuff for us. And then, go shopping. Go hit the merch and go try to win some Nate Bargatze tickets. We'll see you on Friday. And have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.